19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis. Restoring public safety is a top priority for state Senate Republicans. That's why Senator Wilson voted for a police pursuit reform bill that expands the authority of officers to chase fleeing suspects, even though he doesn't think it goes far enough.
I chose to vote yes for this bill to continue the process to move it forward, to send it to the House, which I hope to be improved upon. My most important reason to support the legislation that was presented was because we addressed reasonable suspicion will come before probable cause. And that means an officer has to have a reason to believe a crime has been committed. He can act so under suspicion, which hopefully will allow more opportunities for the police to engage those through that method.
Senator Wilson also supported another bill in the state Senate that would make the possession of hard drugs a more serious crime.
It in fact does assume a little bit more responsibility on those that are confronted by the law that used to be just a misdemeanor. Now we've moved it up to a gross misdemeanor. The offender is going to have to be held accountable for, and there are consequences for not meaningfully engaging the treatment or the court's choices of how to handle these cases. In fact, a person can go to jail on their second and third cases if they simply disregard the system.
Senator Wilson's bill to combat catalytic converter theft remains alive in the legislature.
My catalytic converter bill still remains very active here on the Senate side, which gives it hope that we can pull this bill through. This would make a tremendous difference in the ongoing battle that we have to combat catalytic converter thefts. We know that it's heavily organized, and we know that there are forces on a nationwide basis that have turned this into a very large organized crime ring. My bill will be the first bill of its kind this year in the legislature to go after those that readily buy and sell these converters without having to be licensed or accountable to law enforcement.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson.